Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on sex, on dating, parenting, work, relationships, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That is for you, J. Anthony Brown. We miss you.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, we were nude when we met. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old single man. I'm 6'4", and I work out 5 days a week. So I'm in great physical condition. I am a doctor now, and I come from a large family. So to put myself through medical school, I worked as a male dancer and porn star, and I was able to make a lot of money.
Sex,
yeah.
Okay,
Tom. Come on now.
Sex was never a problem for me, and when I worked, I was having sex up to 5 times a day with all kinds of voluptuous women. I didn't think much about sex because it was my job. All of that changed when I met a new girl at work. She walked onto the set, and we both were nude, and she had the most beautiful body I'd ever seen. She was a veteran in the industry, and I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. We had sex on camera, and it was instant chemistry. It was like we were made for each other. Sex didn't mean much to her either. Steve, you're going to love this line. But she had to admit that I was very good at what I did.
Come on, boy.
We ended up being friends with benefits, and that's all we could be since she was married. There's also an age difference. She's older, but that never mattered to her, and we have been in our situationship for over 6 years. To this day, I'm still under her spell. She is not happy in her marriage, but she told me she'd never get a divorce because her husband always supported her lifestyle, and he has been good to her. I love her, too, and I want to be with her.
I do, too.
You love her, too, Junior? I'm thinking about moving to a neighboring city to get a fresh start, but I'm afraid she will forget about me. Am I crazy to think she might have a change of heart and want me? Uncle Steve, should I start dating other women or should I keep shooting my shot with her? Well, you know, we're going to tell you, at least I am. Stop shooting your shot with her. You know, we're going to tell you to leave this married woman, of course, because that is the right thing to do. Everybody says they're not happy in their marriage when you're dating them. Yeah, everyone says that when they're in an affair. They're not happy in their marriage. Everybody says that.
Who the hell you talk to who said that? Never mind.
Is this your
side? I just said that though.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Y'all going on.
Be quiet, okay? Be quiet. Just because we're talking about naked people, you think you can get in the ladder? All right. I definitely think you should go ahead and move to a neighboring city and get a fresh start. Yes, you have chemistry with this woman. Yes, she's beautiful, the most beautiful body you've ever seen. Yes, you guys love working together and you're intrigued and you're under her spell and you've been together for over 6 years. But how is this going to work? I mean, you want to just keep hope alive thinking that she's going to leave her husband? It usually never works out that way, okay? It just does. You're a doctor. You can get someone, okay? Keep hope alive, yeah. Are you crazy to think she might have a change of heart and want you? I mean, you're not crazy, but most people who think that, their wish does not come true for the most part. You got to start dating other women and stop shooting your shot because you've been with her for 6 years and nothing's changed. It is time to move on, Mr. 6'4", working out 5 days a week and a doctor now. You can find someone else, all right? Steve, and you make a lot of money. Come on, Steve.
What? What, Shirley?
You heard me. I mean every word of that.
This was your response to this letter?
Yes. What?
Please straighten it out.
Come on.
What is wrong with you?
Just straighten it out.
What are you talking to these people for? Like this is normal. You should leave this married woman. We talking about two porn stars.
Yo, heroes.
Why are you trying to have a morality conversation
I'm trying.
With two damn porn stars?
He asked a question. He did
you
ask a question.
You sitting up here talking about the right thing to do. The right thing to do. They ask, is porn stars.
He's a doctor,
when
Steve,
did
now.
They give a damn about the right thing to do.
He's a doctor now.
They screw on camera for a living and for money. This is prostitution being filmed. This is what this is, to have sex for money. What are you talking about? Shirley, how dare you? You're
He's
too
a doctor,
much of a Christian
Steve.
Sometimes.
I'm too much of a Christian sometimes.
Being a doctor.
He did that to work his way through school. You heard that.
Medical school.
Girl.
You heard that.
And how many times have you heard strippers say this? But you still a stripper.
I knew a few.
girl.
Just give your answer. That's my answer. Just give yours.
My answer is about your answer. So when I do answer this on the second half of this letter, everybody going to understand why I'm
but
coming
I'm not
from.
Changing
I
mine.
Don't give a damn about that. I don't want you to change yours.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to argue from a different standpoint. And what I don't want you doing is talking about, Steve, that's too much. We don't want to do that on the air. Well, we're doing it on the air.
Well, you know I'm going to say that. All right.
And we're going to do this on the air. You did yours.
All right. Look, we'll have part two of Steve's response.
6 going to work out 5 days a week.
Yeah. That's what you're mad about.
Ripped.
Just say it.
He ripped.
Just say it.
What? That ain't got a damn thing to do with it.
Nothing at all.
It does.
You'll find out what I'm mad about. Come on, let's go.
All right, we'll be back with Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, we were nude when we met. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, we were nude when we met.
Here's a man. 31 years old.
Start low, dog. Start
I love
low.
Him. I love
nah,
him.
He gonna try to trick us with the I'm 6'4", work out 5 days
I know
a
you're
week,
upset about
so
that.
I'm in great physical condition. Mm-hmm. They ain't upset about nothing. I don't care. I ain't 31. I am a doctor now, and I come from a large family. Oh man, congratulations, dog. Then the letter starts turning. So to put myself through medical school, this where we supposed to give everything. I worked as a male dancer and a porn star and was able to make a lot of money. Sex was never a problem for me when I worked. Mm-hmm. Okay, dog. A lot of people can say that. I can make that statement.
Really?
Sex has never been a problem for me when I worked.
Why are you competing?
But then
with
this way to let her take a turn. I was having sex up to 5 times a day with all kinds of voluptuous women. That's never happened.
No.
See?
Fine.
I didn't think that much about sex because it was my job. All that changed when I met a new girl at work. She walked on the set and we were both nude and she had the most beautiful body I had ever seen. Well, get in line, homie. You ain't the only one seeing this beautiful body here. She was a veteran in the industry. I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. She done worked with everybody else. What the hell are you happy about?
Are you judging?
She is a veteran in the industry, and I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. She done worked with everybody else. We had sex on camera, and it was instant chemistry. Mm. Oh, okay, partner. It was like we was made for each other. Yes, come on, dog. Sex didn't mean much to her either. I guess not. Don't mean nothing to her. We ended up being friends with benefits. And that's all we could be since, and here where Shirley started getting real Christian, since she was married.
That's where the moral cards come in.
Wait a minute, hold on. The porno star is married? Mm. Yeah.
A lot of them.
Obviously, these weren't the same vows you supposed to take. One of the lines in the marriage vow says to cling unto her and only unto her. Mm-hmm. She done latched on to everybody come on the set. Ooh. Ooh. There's also an age difference because she's older. Oh, now the old veteran. You 31 putting it on you like you ain't ever had before. But that never mattered to her, and we have been in this situation for over 6 years. Oh, okay.
What?
So you've been the side piece for 6 years. To this day, I'm still under her spell. She did something. You know why she good at it? Because she do it all the time. Practice.
She get paid for it.
Veteran. Practice.
Professional.
She done stuff for you. She learned this stuff. She is not happy in her marriage. Well, let me guess why. Here's a porn star that's not in her habit because she sleep with a lot of men and a lot of men sleep with her better than her husband do. You're damn right she ain't happy because she got too many people to compare it to. And the list goes on. I like Thunderbolt. I like Thunderbolt. I like Beef Jerky. I like Powerhouse.
Those are their names.
I like Big Dog Daddy. I like Big Dog Daddy. I like Spanky the Spook. I like
what?
I like Tantalizing Terrence. I like Big Juicy Jerome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, she got a lot that she going on. And then she said she ain't happy in her mind, but she told me she'd never get a divorce because her husband always supported her lifestyle and he has been good to her. Hell yeah, he stayed with her. Over to you, dog. You dumbass. That's a doctor. Want to marry a porn star? And when you take her up to the office and 18 of your customers recognize her.
Ain't that,
And he know it's going to happen because he say, I love her too, and I want to be with her. Mm-hmm. Sir, you want to be with her. You want, boy. Hold on, let me read this line right here. I love her too, and I want to be with her. You want to be with her. Do you know how many men want to be with her?
Big dark
you can't man. Count the men that done been with her. Your dumb ass don't take your ass and go to work and quit being stupid. Now, this is how stupid he is. I'm thinking about moving to a neighboring city to get a fresh start, but I'm afraid she'll forget about me. Am I crazy to think she might have a change of heart? You better hope she don't and want me. Boy, she wants you. Who she don't want? Hell, just give me that list.
She wants me. Your business.
Who she don't want?
Yes. All right, so Steve, we got to get out of this letter, okay? Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour from the talk, it will be our girl, Cheryl Underwood, on Founders Day for the Zetas. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.